Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I'm here at the CRMC show in Chicago, and I'm joined on this episode by Nadina Gulometti, who is the vice president and general manager of marketing at The Vitamin Shop. We're going to talk to Nadina a little bit about The Vitamin Shop's loyalty program. And actually, the company just refreshed it and kind of relaunched it. So we're going to talk about that. So thanks for joining me today, Nadina.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So as I noted, Vitamin Shop refreshed its brand recently, loyalty included there. So talk a little bit about, from a marketing perspective, the impact that your strategy and the work you and your team are doing has been impacted.
Yeah, so we're a company from the 70s. So of course, from time to time, you know, you have to refresh your brand to be relevant. But what we did in this particular instance is we really refreshed everything about us. We redid our mission statement. We created very distinct pillars and communication pillars around quality, expertise, and innovation. And that allowed marketing to craft messages, consistent messages to our customers so that they knew what we stood for. We're a specialty brand, so making sure our customers know what they can expect from us when they walk into our stores is really critical. The loyalty program grabbed onto those core messages and continued as we communicated the program to our customers and the values and benefits. We're very lucky that we have almost 84% of our customers are in our program, so it's pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
And that allows us to really go back over and over to the customers and talk about our innovation, quality, and then the expertise we have as a specialty brand.
So as the brand evolves, you mentioned it's a brand from the 70s. So you've been around a while and this refresh kind of happening. And obviously there's other external factors in the market and that have impacted the Vitamin Shop's business, obviously coming out of the pandemic. So let's talk about your customers and how their expectations may have changed, particularly as you rolled out this new brand refresh. What are you doing from a marketing perspective to meet kind of those changing needs of your customers?
Yeah, so obviously the pandemic was the biggest over the past few years change that impacted our customers. What was great for us is that it brought health and wellness to the forefront. So everybody was trying to really understand what could they do to protect themselves, what did they need to take. And that idea of health and wellness as a core in your everyday lifestyle has continued. So making sure that we were communicating to our customers the products that they should use, letting them know what we had available and the vast assortment we had, all of these things became even more critical. In addition to that, people were afraid to walk into a store.
Right.
So we had to up how we did our buy online pickup in store, which is something we were already doing. So we didn't have to start from scratch or a curbside pickup. And then making sure our customers knew that was available as well, and they could take advantage of that way of convenience, was really critical. For loyalty, they still got to earn and burn their points in the way they should. And because our customers are primarily in the program, we didn't have to differentiate how we communicated to our loyalty customers, to our guest customers. We were able to weave all those messages around convenience, how we could assist, education in our everyday communications with our customers. So it became very seamless for us because of this idea that we have everybody flowing into our program.
Yeah, the 84%, obviously a large percentage of your customer base enrolled in that loyalty program. I would imagine, given the Vitamin Shop's product line, you talked about this, kind of the demand for that content that you're producing about what consumers, are coming to the Vitamin Shop thinking about, what should I be taking to keep myself healthy, especially during the pandemic? Really, did you see surge demand, and how did you kind of keep pace with that in terms of marketing and producing content and having everything in a row ready to go to meet that demand?
Yeah, we did. We had a lot more people reading our emails.
Yeah.
We saw our open rates spike. Even the results for our direct mail pieces. I think everyone was just home reading more than they ever had before because they had time to. So it wasn't that hard to keep up the pace of their needs. What was challenging was just pivoting, because, you know, what people were thinking about and interested in, the products perhaps, they weren't going to the gym, gyms were closed. So we really had to very quickly pivot the products we introduced to them, what we talked about. And, you know, marketing at the core is an operational process. And we have a very good operational process to grab what the merchants tell us is available and craft stories and do so quickly across all of our channels. Our integrated marketing team, you know, they're top notch. So we really didn't miss a beat. It did cost a lot. It cost a lot of a little bit of churn. We had to throw some things out and change everything we were expecting. We worked pretty far in advance. So for a year, especially in the height of the pandemic, we were just constantly throwing out content we had developed and starting from scratch. We do have a really great blog as well, and a newsletter that outlines sort of top news that's not just product-based. And that as well was really critical during the pandemic because it helped customers kind of get deeper. We saw spikes in open rates and click-throughs for that as well.
Yeah, that's great. So part of your role involves the oversight of the Vitamin Shoppe's loyalty program, Healthy Awards. Tell us a little bit about the program and what you're doing to, you know, we talk so much about creating real value for the members of a loyalty program. What are you doing at Vitamin Shoppe to do that?
Yeah, so we refreshed our program in 2019 because it was a very basic monetary program. It didn't have a lot of perks to it, not a lot of value for customers. And at the end of the day, a loyalty program should be a good value exchange with your customer. So we created a three-tier program. We added more perks. We made it easier for customers to earn and burn. And the results have been amazing. We really see our customers leveraging the program and seeing value. You know, we do studies every year, and the results always come back. Yes, this is working for us, and we see it in our burn numbers as well. We are, though, always looking at what's next, because even loyalty programs now are commoditized. Everyone has one. So we want to make sure that we're keeping pace to what customers find valuable. So now we're looking at how do we reward our customers for behaviors. If they're on a diet, if they're going to the gym, if they've sort of achieved a goal, is there a way for us to reward them? And that's sort of the next phase of our program that we're working on.
Actually, that's a good segue into my next question. As you try to learn what your customers value in the program, obviously there's some data that you're collecting from them and you're talking to them. Tell us a little bit about kind of that data piece around the Healthy Awards program and how that factors into decision making.
Yeah, so data is critical. We're lucky we're a retailer, so we've got a lot of first-party data. We don't struggle, as some brands do. CPG brands. So the data we ingest around transactions, frequency is important to us, but we also append a lot of data into our files. So that's either a certain demographics, whether you're male, female, you know, your household income. Do you have children? You know, we try to get enough information to understand who our customer is and what might be interesting for them. We also append emails and direct mail, so then we have visibility into where they live, which might influence how we communicate with them based on seasonality. Because obviously, you know, it might be 100 degrees in California and 40 on the East Coast. So we want to be sensitive to what our customers are experiencing based on who they are, where they live, and their expectations. So those are some of the data points we bring in. We're very good at cleansing our data as well. So we've been doing this for a very long time with Experian, who's a key partner of ours, to make sure that we know who and identify that customer down to the person so that there's no confusion. And that I think is actually one of the most critical things that we invested in, because it makes sure that we're efficient. So if we're talking to you in email, we're sending you a direct mail, we know it's actually you, and all the information we have about you is going to be relevant.
Yeah. So I want to touch on the technology piece, and you alluded to it, your relationship with Experian, but I'm sure there's other partners that you work with as well. Talk a little bit about the role technology plays in that data collection, management, and analyzation of the data, and then actually taking action upon it. Tell us kind of how that works internally at the Vitamin Shoppe.
Yeah, we have you know, my key partners and to make marketing operational is my tech team, our CRM data analysts, our analysts. We made a decision to put my CRM analysts within a larger analytics group, which was really critical in order to enable deeper understanding, not just of how a customer performs in marketing, but also understanding how that is affected by everything else we're doing across our organization, whether it's real estate or in merchandising or traffic. So that was one way that we really enhance what we're seeing in our data. As I mentioned, the first and foremost step for us is clean data, and also making sure that at each points of conversion, we can collect the data easily, and whether it's our customers or our health enthusiasts, our sales folks in the stores, are able to input the data easily. Uh-huh. So those are other adjustments that we made. So we have a mobile point of sale technology in store to make it easier to grab data. We've created a lot of ways for our health enthusiasts to identify if somebody is not in our rewards program or needs to do something or we need to collect. So all of that data collection, the cleansing of the data is probably our number one thing that we've worked on over the past mm-hmm. few years. And then in addition to that is really how we personalize the content that we have going out. And we have several partners that work with us, whether it's in email. And one, just to give an example, as I mentioned, you know, we've got a lot of people in our Healthy Awards program. So we built a shoebox in our email that updates the individual on, you know, what their points are, where they are in the program. Are they gold, bronze, silver? How many points they have left? Can they redeem? And that's immediately evident in your email in this shoebox, very personalized.
Yeah.
We also pull in your purchase behavior so that we can recommend the right products for you. And then we coordinate between email, SMS, and direct mail to make sure all of those are orchestrated and in sync. Obviously, there's always opportunity to do better. Yeah. So we're always, and I'm here because I'm looking at, okay, this is our stack. What should our stack be? Where am I going? What are the needs that we have as a business that's going to carry me out for another 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask about that, kind of the opportunities looking forward. But I want to just ask one follow-up. You cited SMS and how you're connecting with your customers and specifically personalizing the communications. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know that's sort of a new channel for some retailers. Tell us about your experience at Vitamin Shoppe there.
Yeah, it's also new for us. So we kicked off our SMS program last fall. So we're still growing and learning customer expectations, but I can say that we're seeing great incremental return from the program. So well worth the effort and investment and a good engagement. It's a nice, I think, buffer for email. And now that more and more customers are on mobile, and you know, 70% of our customers who are web users are shopping on mobile,
yeah.
because the mobile phone has become so central in everyone's lives, SMS is just a natural fit. We had to go there.
Yeah.
So it's been really great for us. We're still adding new things to our program, so we're not quite done with, you know, we still have some triggers to weave in and a few other things, so it's still evolving.
Yeah.
But what I can say is well worth it. A great program. We have a really good partner who's here as well, Attentive, and they've been phenomenal in helping us stand up the program.
Yeah. And it's great that you still see more opportunity in that channel too. So that's exciting.
What's interesting about it too is that a good chunk of those customers are store customers. So, you know, we always think about omni customers.
Yeah.
Omni customers tend to be more valuable. And I think I saw a stat yesterday, somebody showed in one of the breakouts that kind of repeated all of our numbers. I think this is a general thing. Omni, if you shop across channels, you're more valuable. We see that as well.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're on your mobile phone, you know, we can trigger you. You're going to shop in store, or you may browse online. That's the kind of behavior we want to stimulate.
And customers are able to opt into that program from multiple points, I guess, on your
From you know, it's one of our progressive asks that we have in store, and it's an easy sign up on the web.
Great. So looking ahead, as I mentioned, let's talk about kind of the opportunities, trends. You know, we're here at CRMC, so a lot of that is being talked about here at this event. You know, specifically to the Vitamin Shoppe, what are you most looking forward to? Where do you think there's opportunity for the brand heading into the rest of the year?
So I always look at trends in a few different ways. One is what are people buying? where are they looking for those products, and then how do I service them and get them information as efficiently as possible. For the last one, the efficiency piece, there's obviously been a lot of technology changes, both that affect CRM and media, whether it's cookieless or the iOS changes. So part of the reason why I'm here is to address, you know, I need to change how I'm thinking about collecting my first party data. I have to think about what third party data I need to enhance, so I can get that list or file to whichever channel I want in order to improve how I'm speaking to customers. And that's partially why I'm here. And the technology is constantly changing as well. So there's so many new things, whether it's the CDP-esque solutions or orchestration solutions. There's so many new things that I feel like it's always critical to keep up and keep pace. But it's exciting as well, because I do think with some of these solutions and some of the things we already have at the Vitamin Shoppe, the amount of data we can finally synthesize and understand quickly, that's becoming real. So it used to be more, you know, you have tons of data, but it's just sitting somewhere. Now it's becoming much easier to actually pull the data, synthesize and look and do something about it, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and I would say at the Vitamin Shoppe, you guys probably have a head start in this in terms of talking about the deprecation of the third-party cookie with all of the loyalty program members that
That's
you have.
Right.
So you're collecting that valuable data from them.
We are, yeah. We have a ton of first-party data, which is great. You know, there's still things I would want to append. I want to append more browser data. I want to append and understand some behaviors external from us, even if they're anonymized. So I think there's opportunity to kind of get a even better picture of our customers, because at the end of the day, we want to kind of back to personalize their experience, service customers in a way that's relevant to them. If I'm showing you a product or sending you a direct mail, I want to make sure it's at a point where you're interested in shopping with us and there's products available that you're more likely to buy.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I want to take the opportunity to thank Nadina Gulometti, who is the Vice President and General Manager of Marketing at the Vitamin Shoppe, for joining us on today's episode of Total Retail Talks here at CRMC. Thank you, Nadina.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.